I'm going to continue to yell and scream about this as long as it takes. Sometimes it feels like I'm screaming into the void, but I don't care. Donald Trump is facing serious problems right now. He is in serious cognitive decline. And it's kind of infuriating considering that, like, the Fox News cameras were practically overheating. They were on nonstop with 24/7 coverage. Anytime Joe Biden went outside to do anything, it's like, oh my God, he's the oldest president ever. But we don't hear anything about the current oldest president to ever serve and the fact that he's kind of losing his goddamn mind. We've always known Donald Trump to be, you know, maybe not the brightest tool in the shed, if I may, but things are going downhill. And I want to talk about a couple things from this week that you may have missed because it is nuts. Before I do, though, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. If you enjoy this content, just go right down below, click like, and subscribe. We're trying to build something big on this channel to uplift Gen Z voices, compete against the Republican digital atmosphere that they have built to push out all this misinformation. We're trying to compete against that with some actual honesty and truth. And so it goes such a long way if you just hit subscribe down below. Helps the community grow. And my name, again, is Chris Mowry. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below if you enjoy this type of content. You can check out my YouTube channel. I post videos very similar to this one. Let's hop into this. First of all, from just a day ago, Donald Trump sending out this Truth Social. This is kind of like a niche thing about Donald Trump that it's not funny, but I have to say it's funny because it helps me cope with the fact that this guy's the leader of the free world. But he's thought for a while, I've believed, that he thinks that asylum seeking literally means you are coming from a mental asylum. Like, he doesn't know what asylum seeking is. And so he sends out this Truth Social. We want Venezuela to immediately accept all of the prisoners and people from mental institutions, which includes the worst in the world insane asylums that Venezuelan leadership has forced into the United States of America. Thousands of people have been badly hurt, blah, 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 blah. I mean, Adam Kinzinger is saying he still thinks asylum seekers are people from insane asylums. He does. And he's done this before, suggesting almost without him realizing, we all realize, he just doesn't realize that, like, he doesn't know what asylum seeking is. Let me know what you think about this in the comments down below. Before we get into some of the other clips, there's a doctor that was interviewed this week talking about how he believes Donald Trump has dementia. Now, before we go into some of the other clips, I do want to play this quickly. A doctor was interviewed this week, and he claims that he believes Donald Trump has dementia. Now, I always think it's important that obviously the only person who can diagnose a patient is that person's doctor, right? So the only person to diagnose Donald Trump with dementia is Donald Trump's doctor, the person taking care of Donald Trump. So take this with a grain of salt, please. I think it's important to listen to the experts in that sense. You don't want to be diagnosing people we don't know, but it is something to keep in mind, especially as we look at some of these other clips in just a minute. Take a listen.
Dr. Gartner is in the house. We are extremely excited to have you here. You are a man who has diagnosed President Trump as having dementia. John, what are the symptoms of dementia that you can see in our president?
So the first most important thing to realize about a diagnosis like dementia is we're really evaluating someone against their own baseline. So we have to see a major deterioration in functioning, in language and thinking, in psychomotor performance, in impulse control, in a whole variety of areas. So what a lot of people don't realize is that Donald Trump used to be a very articulate person. He used to speak with a high level of vocabulary in very polished paragraphs. Now what we see is not only has his vocabulary gone down, but his ability to actually put together sometimes, and sometimes he's very articulate, right? Because with dementia, people go in and out, right, of functioning. But there are times when he's really unable to complete a thought. Actually, sometimes is unable to complete a word. It's called a phonemic paraphasia. There's dozens of examples there online as sort of humorous bits, you know, where he mispronounces words, but really says words that are not actually English words that have a fragment of an English word, and like saying mishes instead of missiles or Christmas instead of Christmas. This is something that only people who have a organic brain disease do. It's not something people just do when they're tired or when they get old. So one of the things that we see is this great deterioration in his language, in his ability to put together sentences and words, but also he's starting to show what we call this kind of random sort of thought where he really free associates and a tangential speech where he's talking about one thing and then he starts talking about another thing.
So I wanted to start with that because, again, I think it's really telling from a doctor's perspective about where Donald Trump may be. And this individual also saying later that he believes Donald Trump also is a malignant narcissist. Now, I think this one is certainly something we can all agree with. I don't know that you have to be much of a doctor to say, like, Donald Trump is suffering from some personality disorder. I mean, the guy never apologizes. He never takes accountability for everything. Everything's always about him. He's got this crazy ego, etc. But he said that because he believes Donald Trump is a malignant narcissist, combined with the deterioration in his functioning, it's the, quote, worst case scenario. So that's what we started out with as a baseline. But now what we have is this chronic organic deterioration from his own baseline. Quote, so we have, in a sense, the worst of both worlds. Because his judgment was always bad, he was always impulsive, he was always a liar, but now he's really losing his ability to think clearly, to plan, to understand things, and to inhibit his speech and behavior. Fascinating. That's very fascinating. Let's start with this clip from this week in the White House. Donald Trump loves to be praised, and I'm convinced at this point, you can let me know what you think in the comments down below, because I do read your comments. That he may be forcing this, or at least multiple aides are telling people when they speak to Donald Trump or with Donald Trump to, like, spend all their time praising him. If you've seen the cabinet members, it's all anybody does for, like, the whole meeting time. It's like, Donald Trump, I can only run this part of your government because you're so amazing, you're so great, you're the best. This not being a cabinet meeting, but an event held in the White House. Take a listen.
Say, I know God has chose you. He anointed you for this position. He kept you alive so you could be here today. And we prayed for that. We pray for you. We continue to pray for you. And we're thankful for your service and your sacrifice. Mr. President Donald J. Trump, honor. God bless you.
I mean, that's just bizarre. I mean, that's really weird. And you've seen the other videos of it, probably. If you haven't, they're certainly on this page of people just praising Donald Trump at the White House. He's always the best. He's always so, so, so amazing. I'm kind of convinced that this cognitive decline maybe has partially played a role in that, where he's like, I want everybody to tell me I'm the best. He's losing his, I mean, he's always been a narcissist, but like the doctor said, he's losing his ability to make more clear decisions. This also from the last 48 hours in the White House, talking in the Oval Office. Take a listen.
Bobby Kennedy seems to be undoing what you did with
I put him in there because I want to have opposite views. That's okay. I think we're going to have something very, very big coming up soon on autism. Autism is totally out of control. And one of the biggest, one of the most important things that, in my opinion, I had to do is to see what's going on with autism. And we're going to have a news conference early next week on autism. And I think you're going to see some things that are amazing that we've learned that somebody else wouldn't have learned. It's out of control, autism, out of control. And I think we maybe have the reason why.
But is Bobby going to...
So he says he's planning something big. This was on the 19th. I'm recording this on the 21st. I am very curious to come back to this video to see if this big, giant press conference that they're going to announce something huge comes. Because I have a feeling with Donald Trump, we hear this all the time. Like, oh, we're doing something big, and then it never happens. But also, again, in this video, you can, like, see the gears turning where he's just trying to kind of figure out where to go with this. Saying, oh, like, I mean, RFK is, like, you know, doing stuff with mRNA vaccines. With Donald Trump, he always touts one of his main accomplishments in his first term being, Operation Warp Speed, the mRNA vaccine for COVID-19. And now, you know, RFK Jr. saying, oh, these things are not safe and effective. Complete bullshit, what RFK is saying. And Donald Trump saying, well, he disagrees and all these things, and we're going to have a big, big press conference, and there's big things going on. And it's just weird. I mean, the guy seems out of it. Then we go to also this week, to this dinner that he was having, confusing the names of countries, which I felt like didn't get any press at all. Take a listen.
Armenia and Azerbaijan, going on for years. They came to my office, the two leaders, two great guys. One was there 22 years, one was there 7. And they both said during the entire term of their office, all they did was kill people on the other side. And now they're sitting in my office and they're at the Oval Office. It's pretty wide. And they had one over here, one over there. And slowly over the course of about an hour, they came close. And at the end of an hour, we were hugging each other and holding hands. It was an amazing thing. And we settled that war. That was not settleable, as the expression goes. Cambodia and Armenia, it was just starting and it was a bad one. Think of that. We have, Cambodia, Armenia. We have Kosovo, Serbia, Israel, Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, that's a beauty. They built a little dam in Ethiopia.
What the hell is he talking about? I mean, we could go into what he was actually, like, saying, you know, in terms of the Oval Office, it's, or this room I was in, it's so wide, and let's talk about these countries and where are, like, he's confused on the actual language itself. But the countries there are Armenia, Azerbaijan, and then says it was actually Armenia and Cambodia, I believe, which for the record are 4,000 miles apart. So he starts referencing it correctly, this peace agreement that also he's just, you know, he's going to take credit for everything, so whatever, between Armenia and Azerbaijan, and then saying Armenia and Cambodia. We also saw recently him not even being able to pronounce Azerbaijan. I believe that was in the last video I made on this channel, where he says Aberbaijan, like he doesn't, he's, you know, getting the letters mixed up. It's not good. And he's doing it all the time. Again, this is all this week. He posts this on his own social media site this week. What is this? This is the leader of the free world posting like he's my effing grandpa. No offense, grandpa, I love you. The world will soon understand nothing can stop what's coming. This is really, I mean, this is just scary. Why is the leader of the free world doing this? I mean, it's just, I cannot believe we live in this timeline. Also this week, Donald Trump, or in the last really, yeah, 7 to 10 days, Donald Trump in the UK reading, and he reads so bigly and brilliantly, right? Take a listen to this. And again, compare it to what I showed you in the beginning, some of the doctor's comments on potentially dementia slash being a malignant narcissist, how those things combine. Take a listen.
The bond of kinship and identity between America and the United Kingdom is priceless and eternal. It's irreplaceable and unbreakable, and we are, as a country, as you know, doing unbelievably well. We had a very sick country 1 year ago, and today, I believe we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. In fact, nobody's even questioning it, but we owe so much of that to you and the footing that you gave us when we started. Together, we've done more good for humanity than any two countries in all of history. Together, we must defend the exceptional heritage that makes us who we are, and we must continue to stand for the values and the people of the English-speaking world, and we do indeed stand for that. On behalf of all Americans, I offer a toast to one of the great friendships, to two great countries, and to His Majesty King Charles III, a very, very special man, and also a very, very special queen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great.
Interesting. Again, Donald Trump not always being the best with his words, not always the biggest with words, if I may say, but again, just seeming to like struggle to read a little bit there. There's other points of this speech that we've actually also talked about where he just like isn't understanding the cadence of the words that he, you know, where he should be enunciating and not enunciating, pausing, and being like, great, great, very great people, trying to think of what to say. Very, very interesting. And lastly, let me play you this, another clip from the Oval Office this week. Take a listen.
And that's why I sued the New York Times 2 days ago for a lot of money.
Judge,
because I'm winning. I mean, I'm winning the cases. And the reason I'm winning is because you're guilty, John. You're guilty. ABC is a terrible network, a very unfair network, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
So Donald Trump being asked a question about freedom of speech as he goes after these companies. And I don't know if you could hear right there, but the reporter saying, you know, Donald Trump saying, you know, that's why I'm suing all these people and winning. And the reporter said, well, you just lost in court. You just lost. And Donald Trump responding, doesn't matter, I'm winning, essentially. Or I think he just said, quote, I'm winning, I'm winning. It's like, does he believe he's winning? Trump says, I'm winning after judge tosses his $15 billion New York Times lawsuit. Quote, a federal judge in Florida dismissed President Donald Trump's $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times as, quote, decidedly improper and impermissible. And basically, the judge was like, this is ridiculous. This lawsuit is really long. I'll let you refile, but it needs to be shorter and not so ridiculous. The point being is that that happened. And then Donald Trump immediately being essentially asked about it in the Oval Office, like, you just lost. And he said, I'm winning. Doesn't matter. I'm winning. Does he believe he's winning? Is he just so, like, again, this, like, narcissism combined with this decline? Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. And the thing is, I only showed you a couple clips from this week. There are other clips. There's clips of him attacking Joe Biden. and saying, you know, you shouldn't feel bad for the guy. You know, he's a bad person anyway. Obviously, obviously Joe Biden suffering from cancer at the moment, fighting a cancer diagnosis. Donald Trump, you know, showing his ability to just be such a narcissist, a terrible human being, while also clearly showing these signs of cognitive decline. And I wish more people would talk about it. If you enjoyed this video, make sure you click like and subscribe down below. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Ockler. You guys are all the best. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I will see you in the next video.